It's a pleasure today to have with us his grace, Bishop Bachomis, the Bishop of Bahira and the Five Western Cities.
In the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. We have to read some verses from the Revelation for the blessing. Behold, he is coming with clouds, and every eye will see him, even they who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him. Even so, Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, say the Lord, who is and who is to come, the Almighty. Maybe the Lord be glorified from now and ever. Amen. All the tribes will mourn in the second coming. That it means we have to preach all the tribes to be accepted in the fellowship, childhood of the Lord. The subject which I want to speak to you this evening is the features of the Coptic Orthodox mission work. We have in our church special characteristics which it is must be followed and to be taken in consideration in our work. The first characteristic in our mission work, the main entrance of the Coptic Church in the mission work or evangelism is based on salvation of the soul through the blood of the Lamb. There are many entrances, but in our belief that the main issue in our mission work to introduce our Lord Jesus Christ, the incarnated God, crucified for the salvation of the world. I will concentrate my speech about mission work between the pagans, especially who are in Africa. It is my main study, and that is the field which I have the blessing of working in it. Our brothers in different churches, when they began their mission work, some of them began the mission work through their Christian virtues, especially in East Asia, such as purity in speech, purity in deeds, some practices in the Christian virtues. When they went to the countries in East Asia introducing the Christian virtues, the people there said, we have these virtues in our religions, Hindus, Buddhists, Sikhs, different religions. They call it living faith. Living faith. When the preachers from different other churches went there and introduced Christianity through their virtues, the people said, we have these virtues in our religions, in our local religions. For this, why we have to change? We are satisfied by our virtues, and no difference between Christianity and our religions. For this, we found that the result of this, the believers in these countries, they are very minority. They must enter these places by introducing Christ, the incarnated God, for the salvation of the world, who have paid the price for our everlasting life. When we have to speak about this point, those people, they say that is a new issue. We haven't this matter. What about salvation? What about incarnation? And if we have to introduce the incarnation of God, the crucified Christ, for the sin, for the everlasting life, by the work of the grace, we can attract those people to the Christian faith. In Africa, the matter differs. Our brothers, with my full respect, when they came to Africa, they introduce the Christian virtues. The Africans say, oh, this is new things, we haven't these virtues. So they accept Christianity on a virtuous base. Now, these tribes facing a very dangerous challenge, that another faith came introducing virtues, and in the virtues they introduce something which is accepted, such as polygamy. So they say, we have the virtues, the Christian virtues, and we have another benefit that we can have three women falling for this. Our brothers, they say to those people, we are coming to you with one God and two wives, but the Christian is coming to you with one God and three wives, but the Christian is coming to you with three gods and one wife. What will you choose? They say, oh, it is enough for us one God, but let me have three wives. You see, because they haven't based strictly that salvation, it must be through the blood of the Lamb, which no salvation without Him. You see? So, in the Christian, in the Orthodox missiology, evangelist, we have to enter the doors, the real doors, which it is based on the salvation of God by the Lamb, by the blood of the Lamb. For this, when we have to propose the curriculum of the study, the first lesson must be the sin of Adam and the promise of the salvation, that those who are coming from the woman, he have to be saved. I am sorry that I haven't revised the verses in English, but I have to say it to explain the meaning of it. So, if you have homework, I propose that the homework is to propose a curriculum for the believers who come, the people who we have to preach them. They propose a curriculum for the catechism for 6 months. In our experience, it makes about 25 weeks. You see, we have to speak about the creation, the fall, of the sin, the coming of the prophets, the patriarchs, and the rites of the Old Testament, which is preparing the humanity for receiving Jesus Christ as a Redeemer, and then the incarnation of God, the life of Christ, the cross, the ascension, the Pentecost, the mission of the church, of the evangelism of the church, coming to San Mark, to the Coptic church, and establishing the Coptic church, and the doctrines of the Coptic church, a small idea about the history, the sacraments, the main issues of the Orthodox theology, and those who accept the faith, they have to be to confess and then baptized and to be accepted in the membership of the church. So I propose that you can discuss in 6 months the curriculum to be teach to the unbelievers, so that they can be prepared for baptism. In our experience, this curriculum has been in 6 months, and those who accept Jesus Christ as the Savior, they have to be baptized, they have to confess, and they declare the creed, and they have to be accepted in the membership of the Catholic Church. By the way, the first day which had been baptized in the bush, in the modern ages, it was on 17 February 1971. It had been baptized 19 persons in the bush. There are some people have been baptized in the capital of Sudan, in Khartoum, in different times, but I consider that the day of the beginning of evangelism between the primitive people, it began on February 17, and there's had been 19 persons had been baptized. From them, some distinguished servants of God in the church now. Some of them came to Cairo and have studied, and some of them is working in the tribes. Some of them have been ordained as priests, and thank God that the work is going. And I think some of you have visited these areas in the capital, but you haven't went to the bush. Have you went to the bush? Brother Meta is from this bush. That's right, Meta, from Ashram. That is the first tribe we have worked there. And before the baptism, they have this course in 6 months, and it was very successful, and thank God that it was a good introduction to the Christian Orthodox faith to this people. It is very important to introduce a Christian faith through the salvation of the crucified God, because all the religions can be each one like the other in different areas, but Christianity, it is the only religion which believes in the salvation of God. The other religions introduce salvation through prophets, angels, but in Christianity, the salvation it must be by the God, incarnated God, for these Some religion says we have salvation, but we say you have salvation, but it is false, because the real salvation, it must be introduced by one who is not in need for to be saved. You see, he must be pure, in full pure in purity, and no one is considered as in full purity, only the incarnated God, our Lord Jesus Christ. I will not speak about the incarnation, but I put the address itself. We believe that the Redeemer, he must not be in need to be redeemed. He must be unlimited, because the sin is against the unlimited God, and also he has the strength, the authority to be a creator, so that he can offer himself for death, to fulfill the debt of the which it must be paid for the salvation of the people. So the first important entrance to the tribes that we are in need for reconciliation with God. We are in need for the salvation of God. And salvation, it must be by a one who is not in need to be saved, and he must be pay the price, which it is the blood, must be put himself to death for this, concentrating our teaching very simply, not in a philosophical way, it means very simply, the people is prepared to accept it. For this, our hymns, Taranim, our lessons, our stories must be concentrated that no salvation without the death of the incarnated God, who is without sin, unlimited, can create لِأَنْ أَضَعْهَا وَلِأَنْ أَخُذْهَا. You see? And if you have homework, you can propose a curriculum for 6 months for the people. By the way, the people in these tribes, they are very simple people. They are not in need to be educated in a philosophical way. The entrance for this curriculum, the first question, because they have the rain, the cow, and the maize. You know maize? Especially in this in Africa, the maize, which it is called, we call it in Arabic dollar awega. This is the main three things. The first, the people glorify rains, they love the cow, they feel that the importance of this maize. The first question we have to go through our mission work, from where these three things had been come, from where? They have to ask, this come from heaven, we find it in the bush, the cow is coming from another old generation. We have to come as from where in the past, in the early past. Then we come that there is a big strength, Quwwa Kawiyya Azima, we call it God, which is our Jesus Christ. in the very beginning of the world, from very far times, He created our father, which He called Adam. We explain the how Adam had been created, then Eve, and then the commandment, and then the sin, and then the promise that it must come, the create, the service, the Redeemer for the salvation of the world, and then go through the main issues of the Old Testament till the day of the Christmas, Milad HaSeid Masih, and the, his evangelism, and the cross, the sensation, Pentecost, establishing of the Christian church in Egypt, and St. Mark, and so on. So, it is very easy for the people to accept this. It needs a very fearless heart, believe in the strength of the grace of God, believe in the importance of prayer. Those people, they have to be changed mainly by prayers. So the most important work of the missionary is to pray, to ask the grace of God to work for the salvation, for the changing of the life of those people. That's second feature in the Coptic Orthodox Church mission work. Using the local culture. The Coptic Church don't impose its culture of the Coptic society. You see? In Ethiopia, when you go to Ethiopia, you can find the Ethiopian church still now use the local musics, local rites. But we have in the same time stress on the self-belonging of the mission work of these tribes to be in attach with the Coptic Church. And we have to confess that we have mistaken to some extent in the work of Ethiopia. We encourage the Ethiopians to use their local culture, local language, which is good, but to have a link between the mother church and the daughter and the son church, they must know our language, our rights. So when they come to visit the church, to study in the church, they can't consider themselves that as strangers. And I myself, when I go there, I must find that I am in my own church, you see. So, exchange of cultures. And now if we want to create a kind of mission, a successful mission work, we have to benefit from the history. I myself, it is on my behalf, I confess that we have mistaken in the work in Ethiopia. I have worked in Ethiopia, but in Ethiopia I don't find anyone who can celebrate with me the Coptic Mass. We have to compare with the Latin Church. The Latin Church here in Egypt, each priest can pray the Coptic Mass and in the same time he can pray the Latin. So there is church belonging between the church. There are two churches, but they are considered that as a one church. That is the problem in Ethiopia. And I say again, it is on my behalf, in the Mishra'i Kiris al-Ra'i al-Shahs, as a missionary, work there and here. And if we have to create a kind of mission work, successful mission work, to keep the oneness, the relationship between the new fields, we have to use the local language, the local habits, which it is pure, local musics, but in the same time we have to teach them what about the Coptic church. So when he come here, he can't consider himself that as a stranger. And when you go to the tribe there, you can find yourself in your own church also, but using their own culture. For this, stressing on the importance of self-belonging. And this puts you in a very important issue. When you have to introduce the Orthodox faith, the faith is one, here and there. But the language, the rites, the habits, it can differ according to the tribe. But be very careful when you have to assure the importance of the self-belonging between the churches, that stress that you are not coming for colonialism church, because it is very impressive that those people were so affected by the colonialism of the other churches, because they came with the, by the colonialism, you see? So we are coming not to colonize these people. We are coming to introduce Jesus as Savior. We aren't in need to have areas for authority, manatak nufuz. Evangelism, it is not having areas of authority. When I give examples, I am not attacking the other churches, but we have to benefit from this experience. Our brothers from other churches, when they came to Africa, they divided Africa for different churches. They say, this tribe, it will be for the Catholics. This tribe will be for the Anglicans. This tribe, it will be for the evangelists, you see, and so on. So, they consider that mission work, it is a areas of influence. It is not our mood. Mission work is salvation of the souls. But we have to introduce the Orthodox faith using the local habits, local culture, local language, and so on. See, this will lead us to another important point: creation of the languages. What is the creation of the languages? You know, the world, it has thousands of languages. They call it dialects, but in fact it is languages. In Egypt we have the Bahari dialect and the Saidi dialect, but you can understand each other. But when you go to Sudan, or Ethiopia, or Kenya, you can find two tribes living together, you see, in a small area, but this in amount and this in amount, there was no communication between the two tribes. For this, they haven't one language. They have to call it, we haven't such as in Nuba Mounts, we have 99 dialects. That's right? 99 dialects. They call it dialect. But if you go to the Muru, you can't understand Abri, you can't find Hiban, you can't understand the Zandi, you can't understand. There are many tribes, you see, because each tribe have each tongue, each language. When we go to any tribe to use the local language, it is unwritten, you can't read it. So one of the main important works for the missionary is to create a language. That's another homework. How to put a language in actions. I remember that I have read a book since 40 or 50 years, how to create a language. Most of the language of the world has been created by the Bible Society. So we thank Bible Society for it, because through the missionaries, they go to the tribe, they live with them, they know the vocabulary, they know the grammar, and through learning how to put the vocabulary and the grammar, they can put the basis of the language. And for this, the Bible Society succeeded to translate the Bible to more than 1,200 languages. Thank God for this. We thank the Bible Society for this. But we feel that it's a very impressive work. If we have to go such as to Ashram tribe, which the Coptic Church is concentrating work in Sudan for this, if we want to concentrate the work in the Ashram tribe, we must have to create, to put the principles of the language so that we can translate the Bible, books of the church, Salmodia, Kulagi, Ishbiya, and so on, so that the people can follow the work and prayers of the church. So, using local language, local musics, local accepted habits, you see, local arts, local vestments, marabis, we have to use it, but be very careful that when we have to put this in consideration, keep the identity of the local churches in the Coptic Church, so that when you go there, you can be considered as a stranger, foreigner. When they come here, they can't consider them this as a foreigner. So we keep the local culture, local language, local habits, local musics, but inside the matter of self-belonging, but which we can't change the basis of the Orthodox faith. It can be changed. For this, our brothers in the other churches, they forget this issue. Now, there is a mood in Africa that the African churches says, we want Africanization of the church. You see, it is a problem. They say, our brothers who came from the West, they taught us the worship in English. We have the org and the European musics. Now they left after the independency and the Istiqlal. But some churches found they are still using the org, they are using the English hymns, they are using things which it is European. They have a mood. As far as we have get rid from the colonialism of the country, we must get rid from the colonialism of the church, and we must have a kind of Africanization of the church, Afraqat al-Kanis. And in this Africanization of the church, they began to establish what they call it the independent churches, and they have been divided to hundreds of churches, and they lost the link between their churches and the mother churches in Scotland, in England, Britain, and in France, and so on. But the Latin Church, because they have used the local habits, local culture, but in the same time they introduced the Latin rites, they have to keep the link between the tribes, the African tribes, and the mother churches. We hope we have to respect the local cultures of the people. It's very important. We must stress that we are coming to introduce Jesus, not to introduce ourselves. We are coming to introduce the Orthodox faith, not areas of influence or authority, but only to keep the souls be in a spirituality which be accepted in the church, in the mother church, and in heavens through the belief of our Lord Jesus Christ as a Savior and Redeemer. The matter of the Africanization of the church is now is very important. And if Africanization of the church, when I was in a conference for all Africa Council of Churches in 1968 in Abidjan, and we were discussing the Africanization of the church and the Africanization of the life of the tribes, such as African healers, Al-Shifa al-Afriqi, you know. The Africans are very expert in using the plantation of the natural herbs in healing, and they have to raise. We believe that if any sick, we have to call the priest to pray, and when he has to pray, he can give us what herbs which it is known in the bush, you see, because our brothers in Africa, they are very expertise in this, and there is a great competition between the clergymen and what you call it, the witch doctors. You know witch doctors? Have you heard about them? Tabib al-Sahar, witch doctor, that they call it in some areas of Kugur. You see, the witch doctor, if anyone had been any disease, he have some, he collect some herbs and give it to the person, he can be healed. You see, the Africanization even in the healings, you see. So we believe that in the sacrament we have the sacrament of the sick, and also we introduce the sacrament of the sick, and also we accept the Africanization ways of healings. We respect it because it is accepted in. For this, the preacher or the evangelist, he must know the habits of the of the local people of the tribe and ways of dealing with plantation and animals, even the forest animals, the beasts, you see, how to deal with the lion, how to deal with the tiger, how to deal with the wolf, how to deal with this, how to deal for this, it is very important for the mission worker, and how to deal with the nature, you see, and how to put it in a practical way to use it in his mission work, you see, to be accepted as if he is one of the people of the tribe, واحد من القبيلة. He is not coming with Khawaja, he is not coming for them a very big one, but he is a simple one, living with them, using the herbs, how to deal with monkey, how to deal with the fox, how to deal with the serpents, how to eat their food, how to live their simple life, not مشتنفيذ, but he is living it in a reality that he wants to share the people, their life in every aspect of their activities in their daily life. Local culture. And the main homework of this point, propose or study how to create a language. You will find many books about this matter. I remember that this book which I have read since it was in 1957. I remember. كان زمان بيطلع مجلة اسمها الهلال. النهاردة بتطلع الهلال بتاع سنة 57. If you bring from the Dar al-Kutub the books of Dar al-Hilal 1957, I remember it was a very good book. I benefit from it very much, and there are in the maybe in the libraries of the university, maybe you can find it in the net, yeah. But it is a good homework. Write a research how to create a language to use it in the mission work. For this you can find that in Ethiopia, we are using the local language. When you see the icons, you can find Mary, somewhat dark, you see. They are using in their music, the tabla shosheha, you know. Even their, no? Dancing, the dancing, it is very important in the mission work in Africa. It is dancing, there is a kind of dancing, we call it religious dance. We are so affected by the word dance because dance in our areas, it is, you know, dance in Benedi, because it is not accepted in our culture as religious people. But religious dance, it is very known in Ethiopia. If you saw any celebration, the deftra, Elohim singers, the deftra wear white clothes. I myself, when I was in Ethiopia, I have to come and use the tabla with them, and I sing with them. It is a kind of musharaka, sharing, kind of good sharing with the people. And also, you know, religious dance like this. Not dance which it is in our places, it is not accepted, you see. But using the bodily movements, you see, in the topic of worship. So, how to use the local religious dance. But as I said, we respect the local culture, we respect local arts, we respect local vestments, but put put in consideration the relationship, the sense of belonging of the churches, so that when the people come to the church here, he can consider himself one of the church. If you go there, you can find yourself not a stranger foreigner, but one of these areas. Any questions in these two points? Yes. If anyone wants to ask or comment, please raise your hand and then you have the word. One, two, yes. Such as local habits. Here in our church, one of the local habits is the agape. You see? After some gatherings, the agape, you see? In these areas, there are some hands like this. There are very conservative about to impose your opinion on them, because they are so affected in the time of the colonialism, you see? They want to be free to declare their opinion, you see. So give them the opportunity to declare their opinion, to share with you the decisions, you see. And such as one of the habits, in some tribes, the most accepted gift is kharaz. Are you kharaz? في قبائل أحسن هدية تقدمها الخرز, هدية السلطان الخرز, هدايا الخرز. لما تعمل صور للبخار, تعرفين ان في النهاردة some people they have to do many presents by الخرز, you see. So if you have to give them gifts, give it from الخرز. استخدم الحاجات المفضلة عندهم. الصورة تكون العذرة مش بيضة في الأماكن الدارك, العذرة تكون مصبرة, يسوع أصبر متى؟ Not creation of the land to leave the grass, to put the vocabulary and the grammar of the language itself. We call it creating a language, not a changing. You see? How to write, يعني مثلا الأشهر, لغة غير مقروءة وغير مكتوبة, مش كده؟ Written of this good, the خبر كويس. في بعض الترجمة الإنجليزية, you see. So creation of language, it means putting the grammar and the vocabulary of the language. We call it in English creation of a language, not to change it. Yeah. The Egyptian dance is not accepted, but in Ethiopia, when you go to Ethiopia, have you seen any movie for singing in Ethiopia? I hope that if you have any films from Ethiopia during the visit of Sayyidina Baba to Ethiopia, they make many movies for this. The Diptra, the singers, they call the Diptra. That is, I will see you. We have a line here of the tram and the letter segment. Maybe 30 or 40? 30 or 40. We say, you see. Kudus. Right? When they are making this, they are going here, there. And the others, when they come to the end of the stage, they come back. Kudus, I don't care my Kudus, it is the same. Kudus, Kudus. That is, you say, we call it religious dance. And very, very wakur giddan, يعني. But استخدام, you know, using the movings of the body, it is from a linguistic point or expression, it is dancing.